back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going back to Saudi Arabia. So what did Biden do? Did he really hold the Crown Prince, Chainsaw Charlie Bonesaw, accountable? Here's my read on it. What he did was he yanked visas for dozens of Saudis who are high ranking. It's a major insult to the kingdom. He talked to the king, the Crown Prince's dad, the other night, and he released the CIA report that said Chainsaw Charlie fingered the killing, sent the thugs to Saudi Arabia to kill Jamal Khashoggi. And then when they were found out, he had them prosecuted. And you know who he had prosecuted? They have a class system over there, aristocracy type thing. So the higher ranking folks did not get prosecuted, or else they were acquitted. And it was sort of the more working class types who were in prison for doing what the Crown Prince told them to do. It's a sick culture. Now, it's also a culture that right now, by mutual need, and certainly by their need, is an ally of those of us over there. We use that as a military staging base. We have 4,000 or 5,000 troops in Saudi Arabia. Part of it is to protect their oil fields, and part of it is to hold down the Middle East. Their enemy, major enemy, is Iran. Why? Because Iran are not Arabs, and they're Shiites, not Sunnis. The Saudis are Arabs, and they're Sunnis. 90% of the Muslims in the world are Sunnis, 10% are Shiites, and a lot of them are in Iran. The fact is that the dispute goes back about 1,300 years when the prophet passed away. Who should take over, his grandson or his son-in-law? Sunnis said it was his son-in-law, and that is who took over. Shiites said it was the grandson, and he got cheated out of it. And for 1,300 years, they've killed each other over that, by the way. And we're over there. This is not, that war is nothing that we can resolve. That war is not our business. But Iran, containing it, is our business, because they're building a nuclear weapon. They're vicious. They constantly pray through the streets saying death to America, death to Israel. They have a missile system. They're in easy reach of Italy, France, Germany, Israel, our ships in the Sixth Fleet. If they come up with a weapon and look like they're going to deploy it, we're going to have to wipe them out. And we don't want that. What we do is we want diplomacy. Trump yanked us out of the deal. They only understand hard conduct, firm conduct towards them. They do not understand anything that remotely resembles Western civilization, any kind of courtesy, any kind of mutual trust. Saudi Arabia is our ally in this. And so Trump decided this is pure decision. Once he's back in the, he's in the president, he never was in the presidency, but he's vice president. He got a lot of briefings. Once he got back and the CIA is briefing him, that if he issues a visa restriction on the Crown Prince, at some point you break the alliance, because Saudi Arabia is split between the royal family and the Wahhabi ultra-nationalist, ultra-religious sorts. They're the ones make women cover up, won't let them drive. Now they say they can, and then they just arrested the gal that led the driving squad. They walk along the malls. They see a woman's ankles. They hit her with a cane. They hit her right in the ankles. Those are the Wahhabis. They're the ones exporting terrorism into Europe, blowing up, burning cathedrals, ramming people with trucks, knifing them. And the fact is, that if we cut off the knees of the royal family over there, you're left with the Wahhabis, who are anti-Iran, but they're also anti-American. Biden juggled all this, and he came up with the idea, and I think it's a true idea, that by humiliating the Crown Prince, putting out a CIA report that said he was the one who ordered the killing of Jamal Khashoggi. And by the way, he also ordered the killing of a Saudi dissident in Canada. He has sent hit squads around the world, that they smoke him out. He's not going to be able to do that anymore. And a lot of European and other countries are going to be sitting at meetings with the guy going, should we be dealing with this guy who's a murderer now that the United States has outed him? So that's what happened. Okay, that's what happened. Is that a perfect solution? No. If we had humiliated the crown prince, arrested him, barred him from the United States forever, we end up with the Wahhabi terrorists and Iran strengthened. And that is a simple fact. So if you were president, would you have done something different? Maybe, who knows? But the fact is, you're not president, neither am I. And that's what Biden did. And I think it was a reasonable thing to do. Reasonable thing to do. Another major issue was the passage by the House of the COVID relief bill, $1.9 trillion, including a minimum wage increase to $15 an hour, spread out over some years, not today, not tomorrow, in a couple of years. The minimum wage in 1968 adjusted for inflation in today's dollars was about $10.50 an hour. Today it's $7.25. It's regressed by $3 an hour more. It could be raised to $10.50 right now. And that isn't even what this bill does, not right away. And all you're doing is giving parity from 42 or 3 years ago. This is sad, very sad. Very, very, 52 years ago. Very, very sad. Republicans are opposed to it. The bill passed on party line. Every Republican voted against it. Two Democrats voted with the Republicans against it. One was from Maine. One was from Colorado. They all had weird, ridiculous kinds of reasons. I think they thought it would help them in their districts, maybe their purple districts. I don't think that kind of thing helps you. I think you stand tall with your party, okay? Stand tall with your party. People will respect that. You weasel around on this, they're not going to respect you. But anyway, two of them took a dive. We still had enough votes to pass this. Going to the Senate. The Senate parliamentarian said you can't have minimum wage in there. Why can't you have minimum wage? Because it's not budget related. I think it's budget related, but she said that. Now, that is an advisory opinion. Kamala Harris could reverse it, backed by the 50 votes of the Democrats. She could reverse it. Why is she not reversing it? She's not reversing it because they're afraid that Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kristen Sinema of Arizona then wouldn't vote for the final bill. We'd only have 48 votes. Kamala Harris wouldn't even be able to get involved, and we'd lose 50 to 48, the whole thing. That's why. So what Biden is trying to do, and Nancy Pelosi, they may have to take out the 15 in the Senate, is approach this a different way. One possibility is penalize large corporations if they don't pay 15. Walmart, Menards, the rest of them. In other words, they have to disclose their wages, and if anybody's making less than 15 an hour, they get a financial penalty, so they're better off paying it. That takes care of a lot of workers, but it does not take care of all workers. But it takes care of the big boxes who right now will pay very little, and then they will school their employees on how to apply for Medicaid, welfare, food stamps, and then they'll attack the Democrats for voting for Medicaid, food stamps, and welfare. It would stop that, but it does not take care of everybody. Then the other proposal, one of several, tax 5% of large corporations, tax their payroll if they don't go to 15. And there's some others that we're going to come to right after the break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.